welcome to Looking Back Through the Files of the Bunyip at Gawler's History. And we're looking at Wednesday, the 24th of September, well into spring. And we're down in the Gawler Culture Heritage Centre, here with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette.
And we have Les and Jill working in one computer on one side of us and Julie on a computer on the other side.
Right.
And the ghost is in the passageway outside.
Yes.
Making a noise. So, I will kick off with 150 years ago. Flax in Brossa District. Our readers will recollect that at the time of the suppression of the Gawler Rest flax mill, we called attention to the loss which would be caused to those farmers who had commenced the growth of the plan in expectation of a permanent market for their produce. I think it should be growth of the plant, not plan. From conversations we have had during the past week with Mr. Edmund Clement, we find the loss will be even greater than reimagined. It's interesting. I was experimenting with so many different crops. They were growing sorghum around Gawler back then, and so they were really trying, I think, anything to see what would work, what they could grow. And
well, the growing seasons are so different, and they had to get used to it and test things out.
The lack of water,
There's the ghost. Oh, it's that's Jacinta coming in, not the ghost. The ghost is there too, sorry. Yes, anyway, let me continue with 100 years ago, the rains. The rains which succeeded the royal show were of the most magnificent and sustained order. It was too much to expect that the month of September would furnish us with the best general rain of the whole winter, yet such was to be the case. Coming out of a dry spell, a sustained storm of 10 days' duration brought 2 inches of rain generally throughout the country. That would have made a big difference.
Yes.
Big difference.
It would make a big difference now.
Just makes me think of that ad where they say, "Marge, the rains have come," and I'm drinking juice sitting on the roof.
Yeah. I always think of the Supertramp song, "It's Raining Again." Because when I first got to London, that was playing all the time.
Oh, was it?
It was always raining in London.
Oh, yeah.
I was so apt. So, 50 years ago, Gawler moves on new boundaries. The district councils of Manapawa, Madlawira and Freeling have agreed to meet with Gawler Town Council to discuss the boundary issues. But the other local government bodies adjoining the Gawler Corporation area, the District Council of Barossa, has rejected proposals for a meeting. It doesn't sound that out of...
It's just same old, same old.
Same old, yes, indeed.
It's happening at present.
Mm-hmm.
25 years ago, boom times in the north. Business is booming in Adelaide's north as the district shrugs off negative perceptions from the past and prepares for some of South Australia's largest industrial and commercial developments. In the single biggest development for the Gawler region in this century, packaging giant Amcor has announced plans to build a $130 million wine bottling manufacturing plant just north of the town. Oh, it's still going. Is it still there?
Yes. Oh, yes. Always reminds me of a ship on the horizon when I'm driving along.
It's massive, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's quite a big development out there.
Almost like a castle or something. It has that kind of bulk. So, 10 years ago, Donnie Dynasty, a grand final win over rivals South Gawler on the weekend, has ensured the continuation of the Donnybrook's reign in the Barossa, Blight and Gawler Netball Association. Williston took home its fifth flag in the past six seasons after a tight 4-goal win over the Lions at Kapunda on Saturday. Williston coach Roz Fraser praised her talented powers for fighting back to the lead by 1 goal at half time after trailing by 5 in the first quarter. I had to once do a proofread on the Bunyip and the sports teams. I'd never heard of any of them before. Donnybrook's is one of them. What is this? I don't know. Well, I guess that's it.
That's it for this week. And we'll be back next week in October.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you credit that? Next week will be October the 1st. I don't want to think about it.
No, nor me. I've
slippery, very fast slippery
too fast.
Slide
too
to
fast.
Christmas.
Yes.
So, bye for now.
Bye.
For all like so.